Turbine by Kevin Hennessy.
This guy was big. I mean, really big. 6 feet six, 280 pounds, easy. I was no match for him. Lucky for me, I had a bat behind the bar that night. I was tending bar in my father's place, Hennessy's Inn. There were only two customers in the place, and as bad luck would have it, they were sitting next to each other. The big guy was an Irish iron worker from the Bronx. The little guy was a dweeb. He was a salesman, still dressed in a suit. The big guy started picking on him. He had his load on and was spoiling for a fight. The conversation got increasingly more heated. I told the big guy to knock it off. "Are you packing?" he said to me. "It's none of your business," I replied. He took that for a no and started to come around the bar towards me. Luckily for me, I had a bat. Unluckily, it was not a very big bat. It was a cross between a broomstick handle and a baseball bat. I scored first with a healthy crack right across the bridge of his nose. He started bleeding immediately. I did not know if this was good or bad. He kept coming. I launched another strike, this time on the top of his head. More blood flowed. By this time, we were halfway down the back of the bar. Bottles had been knocked over and lay broken on the duckboards. I was running out of real estate, and I knew I would soon be backed into the beer cooler at the end of the bar and at this dude's mercy. By this point, I was swinging with all my might, both feet off the floor. I was scoring, but he kept coming. I had visions of me going down and this guy taking my head off with a whiskey bottle. I felt his weight come down on me and crash my back into the cooler. My guardian angel must have pulled some overtime that night. The big man was unconscious. He was laying on top of me. It felt like I was laying under a piano. The salesman finally got in the game. He peeled my opponent off me. I managed to stagger to my feet. I was shaking like a wet dog, and my back felt like a bomb had gone off in it. I was in the process of calling the police when the iron worker came too. He too staggered to his feet and miraculously stumbled to his car and drove off. My brother Rodney pulled up right after the iron worker pulled out. "What the hell happened to you?" I said, "You know that big Irish prick O'Malley?" He goes, "Yeah, I know him. I put a turban on that motherfucker."